It is commonly known that we have for what we call eternal tourists, and it seems like Anderson Cavallo can be classified as one of our eternal tourists because he came to study in the Western Cape and then found himself staying. And what a blessing that is for us indeed that he decided to do that. So a little bit of history on Anderson is that he is an independent, emerging, and creation-based contemporary dance foundation from the Netherlands. Anderson has a very interesting lineage himself. He's Brazilian Dutch, and his foundation is dedicated to artistic creation, research, social artistic empowerment. He's a great collaborator and is known for his innovation and cultural understanding because he comes from a global space. He brings these benefits to the global stage, and we get to enjoy the wonderful Anderson Cavallo and his beautiful contemporary dance company. Anderson, what a pleasure to have you with us on Jet Setting with Janet.
Thank you. This was a beautiful introduction. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome, Anderson. So, as the founder of the Anderson Cavallo Dance and Choreography Academy, we would like you to tell us a little bit about your journey that brought you to this point.
Great. My artistic journey started in Brazil. So I'm Brazilian, originally from Brazil, but at the moment based in Cape Town and in Amsterdam. But I come from the townships in Brazil we call favelas. And I come from a place where violence was at the door, blood was at the corner. I came from a place that poverty was at the table. So, and through art, I made my way out of the townships. And I grew up in social projects since the age of 3 years old, going to circles, going to crèche, going to karate, and I studied at the public school as well. And I discovered that the drama theater, where I when I was 17 years old, I wrote my first play and directed, and then I got an award in a festival in Brazil. And through this, I discovered the beauty of art, the beauty of bringing people together. And later on, I joined the Dance Academy.
Anderson, I must say, when I read about your history, growing up, your project, the social dance project in the favelas, which is basically the townships of Fortaleza in Brazil, and having visited those favelas, I know exactly the landscape. It is not an easy space to grow up in. And it is not a space that encourages creativity. In fact, it's a daily fight. Am I right?
Yes, it's a place where you don't know if tomorrow you're going to be alive. You know, it's a place where
Exactly.
art is not in the core. They don't know what means art.
It's not a
So it was like,
priority.
yeah, it's not a priority. I remember that when I was on the townships and I would go to the school, and then the people who got to know that we are doing ballet, they would say, "We're going to kill the ballerinas."
Oh my
And this
goodness,
was like
that's
a very, this was
epidemic.
very strong for us, was early age to hear that because we're doing something that they don't know what means, and we enjoy it, is we love doing it, and then you're going to get killed because of that. It was like a confrontation.
Yes, and also, very challenging artistically. So,
Yeah.
between the favelas and Cape Town, what happened between there? How did that happen?
So I joined the circus, the community circus to eat a meal a day, so I didn't have food at home. And then later on, I went to a social dance project called Egisca in Fortaleza, well-known social project. And then I started doing drama, dance, and there I discovered the art of the stage, to perform in big stage. I went to New York, and then after few years dancing with that company, I moved to Holland, and then I got to know my partner in Holland, and then he invited me to come to Cape Town, and then I started coming to Cape Town to do volunteer work. So I work with the social project Dance for Rock'n'Athlon for 10 years, giving voluntary work, and then at that time I decided to live in Cape Town to study for 3 years at university. So I did dance at the University of Cape Town.
Amazing. So, Dance for All, a 10-year long track record there. And then you've danced at the Baxter Theatre, obviously, many, many times. And you're
Yes.
also involved in the Korean International Contemporary Dance Competition in 2020. So you have
Yes.
unique connections globally, and this has all informed your art. How have you taken all of that on in order to make this Anderson Cavallo Dance and Choreography Academy?
For me, it was like to start ACGC was the need of bringing people together, né? The need of giving to those what I have not got in my journey, artistic journey. Like so, it's yeah, also a way of aspire to inform my community and those that come from the same reality I come from, that there is a hope, there is a door, and slowly I start building my own work. So myself, I was editing my own things, videos. Find collaborations, and then I was discovered by the Contemporary Dance Festival in competition in South Korea, and for me it was like a big it was like mesmerizing, because I didn't know that I was going to be the chairman of the festival when I got there. So yeah,
Amazing.
and I did my master's degree in Holland as well in choreography after studying Cape Town.
That is quite a long history and, a very interesting one as well. Now, Anderson, being in Cape Town, there's a unique cultural vibe in the Western Cape. How did that articulate with everything else that you've been exposed to?
I think Cape Town gives me like a feeling of Brazil. It has the same structure, landscape, feeling, sensations. So I feel like I'm in Brazil. When I arrived here, to navigate Cape Town was very easy. The first day I came in here, and then my partner dropped me at the station. I took a train to Athlone, and people were like, "Oh, it's so dangerous." And I was like, "Well, yeah, how did you get the train here?" So for me, it was like I'm home. I feel like I'm home.
Oh, that's wonderful. You stayed with us so long, and what a pleasure that we have you here with us.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about the production itself, Anderson. What can we expect to see?
So Dance Intersect, this is the third edition, officially third edition. And my aim of bringing Dance Intersect to life was to bring people together, to bring people from different walks. So we have in Dance Intersect at Artscape on the second, third, and fourth. And this year we have the Greek National Opera Ballet. We have the New World Dance Theater, the local dance company. And then we have a guest choreographer. And then we have ACGC work called Fragmented Landscape. So it's a very mixed and intersected works. And this is the goal of Dance Intersect, is to bring people from different walks, is to create, dissolve borders, that bring people that want to share knowledge with each other.
Amazing. That is really interesting. So, the kind of production that we expect to see on stage, me now as the person coming to the theater, what can I look forward to?
You're going to see a mix of new classic contemporary and contemporary dance. So from opera to contemporary dance.
Amazing. So it's a nice cross-section that you're offering us, so something for everybody, I think, for
Yes,
all
yes. It
tastes.
is the first time that the Greek National Opera Ballet is in Cape Town as well.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, that's quite a treat, Anderson. What can I say? It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us about ACDC and about Dance Intersect?
Yeah, it's about it's a project that comes from the deep, like Dance Intersect is a project that comes from deep from my heart, you know, like it's something that I always dreamed as a kid, and that it's about really bringing people to one space with one vision to share what they know, share knowledge, share art through movement.
Wonderful. Well, our tickets are available on the web ticket platform, is it?
Yes.
So listeners can go onto web ticket and enjoy, make a booking for the Dance Intersect production from the 2nd to the 4th of October. And definitely lots to experience, lots to understand. Seen through the eyes and the vision of the wonderful Anderson Cavallo of the Anderson Cavallo Dance and Choreography Academy, ACDC. Now we can call him a brother of our own soil, our dear Anderson, because he's put so much effort into the work that he's done in the Western Cape. So let's give him a warm Western Cape welcome for his wonderful production, Dance Intersect, in early October. Anderson, all the best with the production. We are looking forward to watching it and to meeting you in person and experiencing it. It's quite a phenomenal
Thank you very
thing to
much.
look
Thank you for
forward
the
to.
support.
You're welcome, Anderson. All the best.